Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. This is Beata, your host, and tonight is a special edition of Soul Purpose Healing with the Bet Hashem Midrash and my brother Shemuel Wali. Shemuel, are you there?
Baruch Hashem. Good evening.
Baruch Hashem. How are you?
Very excited and blessed to share these moments with everyone.
Hallelujah.
I think we have entering into a new cusp of understanding regarding the Bet Hashem, Bayit Hashem, House of the Name, into which we are born and unto which we dwell all the days of our life. As we comprehend our birth from the altar of Yah, the altars of Yah, we are taken to the mercy seat and there receive the appointment of the prophecies regarding our place in the house. As every child is born of a family, they belong to that family. Whether they acknowledge and honor that family or not, they are still part of that family by lineage, by birth, by blood, by the seed, by the egg. They are called, chosen, appointed, not of our own will, but of that which has come from Abraham for the expansion of our name. We are appointed. And thus when Yahushua said, as the Father sends me, so send I you. Which father sent Yahushua? Which father sent you? As we read in the stories of the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man entered into Sheol and looked to Father Abraham and said, Father, send my brothers. You see, this is the aspect of Yah that causes expansion, development. When we are sent into the world, into the egg universe of our mother, to be nourished, to draw out the invisible attributes of our name, to make them apparent by faith. By faith, you received your habitation. By faith, you received your body. Blessed be the holy ones of Israel who have destined us to our glories, to our inheritance of Yah, honoring our fathers and our mothers who appointed us to dwell with them. Amen.
Amen.
Anna, what would you like to do this evening, please?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
So what would you like to do this evening? Do you have some agenda, or do we go right into the material?
Oh, you can go right into the material on this. This is, what, the 15th day of the ninth month of Binyamin?
Right, the 15th day. The gathering point on the second Shabbat to come to the faces of Shemuel, who appoints us and calls us first and the last prophet of Israel. The foremost of the prophecies come from the name stored in your seed unto the end of the prophecy coming from your seed name. Thus, as it was written in the Sefer Ma'aseh Shalichim, Book of Acts, prophecies stem from Shemuel unto their fulfillment. And we will begin this evening by singing, I believe, in the Bayit Hashem. Mm-hmm.
believe in my instruction. I believe in the coming day. I believe in the heaven. I believe in the coming day. 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 You are the coming day. You are the coming day. You are the coming day.
Chayin Mayim, surrounds the name. So the Shayin, Mayim, the fire and the waters in your name, are that which surrounds your name at the, and the rain of Baina. So the rain and the sun are the same as the fire and the waters of your name. Thus you can never escape the habitations of light, for such you are born. So you may go into riotous living and pursue other objectives of vanity. You can never escape the fire and water that surround you. That is the same that is within you. So we have in our diagram this evening the Council of Shemuel, the Council of the 12 Teachers of the 12, Lamed Lamed, the Council of the Hidden Faces that are within Shayin, the fire and the bone of Dan. These three primary councils are attending to your habitation, to your dwelling state in all of your generations. And within this seed called the semen, there is a head and there is a tail. Within the seed head, there are four rivers that run into your garden of Wodan, or Eden. As the Garden of Eden has four rivers come from the four heads in your seed, which are according to the four faces of Yah that always abide with the two in the front of your head and two in the back. For all you are always abiding within the four faces of the four heads. Who are these heads within your seed? These are called the heads of the tribes or the heads of the branches from which the branches sprout forth. There is the head of Dan, the Dan head of the north, to which all things are discerned. And the fruit of Dan is judgment, born upon the flowering of impartiality. Also the Yehuda head that is on the east side of your head, in the front. Dan is on the left side of your head. Yehuda is in the east, in the front. As all things are determined by values, numbers of your name, you appear from your origin, even as your face appears from the waters. You appear according to the numbers of your name, and by your numbers and their activation, you have your unique characteristics, your unique faces of light, stem from the formularies of Yehuda. And through these numbers that come from your origins of the altar, you receive your habitations. Thus, spinning out of your numbers comes the head of Reuben, head of the south. This is upon the right side of your head, from which comes the full illuminations through their seven eyes of grace. And in the rear of your head, there is the Aparim head of the west, through which you enter into houses to assemble your glory as a repository of light. You enter into various habitations and dwellings of your name. through the maturity of these four heads of your seed. There is on each side with the head the fruit of wisdom, the fruit of understanding, the fruit of knowledge. For the house of Dan, upon the left side of your head, there is the fruit of Ayashur and the Fetli unto its crown of Dan. Thus we have in the writing that you will bear much fruit and your fruit will remain. What is the fruit of your name? Many people have ideas about the fruit. Perhaps the fruit is doing something or winning someone. However, the fruit that remains is the fruit that comes out of your immortality of seed. To have righteous judgment, to be impartial, to have the fruit of curses, which provide temperance and regulation. These are the fruits of your spirit of Dan. As you think about your seed dwelling within the waters and the soil of your body, what is the fruit of your life? What is the fruit that's coming forth from your spirit being sent into your mother? As she brought forth the fruit of her womb, you bring forth the fruit of your name. John, the first fruit, the fruit of judgment. Does judgment have fruit? Yeah. Many things are cultivated unto judgment. When Shlomo, the big Yahoo, Solomon, exercised judgment, he was bringing forth the fruit of wisdom. And with judgment, there is the fruit of I assure, the affirmations of becomings, affirming where your spirit has come to place. This fruit is often neglected as people enter into their bodies and can't wait to get the hell out of here. Or they do not like someone else. Or they are impatient, wishing that they had another habitation to reside in than that which their mother has provided for them. The fruit of I assure is yet to spring out of them to affirm their state of being. We are to affirm our habitations daily, where our spirit is residing. This is the actual meaning of the Shabbat. The Sabbath is to affirm where the Spirit has placed you. As we have our reading today from the Chamesh HaPakudim Book of Numbers, chapter 28, verses 9 and 10, we have by Ge'um and in the dwellings of the hands that administer the waters, you enter into the day. We have the days of Benaimin that we are in now by the hands of our teachers. Every evening, the hand Kavior is providing instruction. And in the morning, Hafutsut's hands are leading and directing us and what we receive every evening. This name, Hafutsut, from the faces of Yah cometh forth the crowns. Thus, the messages that are coming forth now in Benaimin are a combination of our teachers whose hands are ministering our lessons, who are serving us the documentation, who are providing for us the words to study and meditate. It's like a teacher passing out their notes. Hadior is passing out instruction, what it is to abide in the circles, to enter in, to return, to restore, to become renewed as you are ordained from the beginning, to renew your ordination, to affirm your birth, to which you are appointed to reside in the chambers and the rooms of Yahuwah's house. And in the day, in the morning time, the baton is changed to Haputsit, who provides enlightenment to break open the teachings, to crack open the stone seed of the Naiman, to release the light inside of you. And from these faces of Haputsit comes your crown, your place of mastery, as the administrator of the firstborn, the right-hand son, daughter of Yah. The fruit of the Naiman, that is your culmination fruit, to administer, to rule, to govern. So let us return to the north side. What is generating the fruit from your north side? You can look at the plants in the field. There are certain plants that do well in the northern light. As we have now the fruit of the bok choy, the fruit of kale in the garden, flourishing in the northern light. Other bok would do well in the eastern light, in the springtime. Other fruits will do well in the summer, such as the tomato or the peach. Other fruits will do well in the fall, such as the pumpkin or the squash. What are you developing on your fourth side of your name? This is all around you, showing you, picture after picture, story after story, the handiwork of Yah. It's all about you. Yah is cultivating within you 12 precious fruits. Are you pertaining to it? Are you letting the energy come out of your seed to generate the fruit of your name? Are we just partaking of that which grows in the field like an ox that forgot its glory? Eating the grass like an ox. Forgot your glory, what you're supposed to be feeding on. Supposed to be feeding upon your seed name and cultivating the fruit thereof. Then you come to the fruit of knowledge of Dan, the fruit of Nefeli, the heart from which music and the full-giving joy of the assembly of your dwellings of spirit and their offerings, the fruit of ascension, the fruit of harmony, for the blood flows freely to all parts, giving of itself with mercy, compassion, and the judgment of Dan as the blood goes forth and attacks your enemies. Sometimes the immune system gets attacked the heart, firmed by your name. I'm speaking now of these parts of your anatomy being dwelling places to affirm the authority and the power of your name. As we come to the faces in the east, that which is in the crown, the face of your head. There is Yehuda where your numbers are written in your forehead. As it tells us in the writing, that the numbers will be inscribed within your forehead as the ID identification. You see your numbers written there? The numbers of your name? Do you know your numbers? Are they written here in your forehead? Or are they still buried down into your loins? Or have they come up and your numbers are appearing here in your forehead? Or are there other numbers that are appearing there, like the mark of a beast doesn't know its origin as an offspring of Al-Hahim? Because in the east, your numbers are written. This is the fruit of the Al-Hahim of codes, sacred numbers. Thus, when you receive your name, you also activate the numbers of your name. Between asking to know what your name is and then activating it from your seed. When you activate your name from your seed, you have received it from the Al-Hahim. The difference. Just like there's a difference in study and reading the scriptures and entering into them as you are there at that time of unfolding an inscription. It's when your seed grows and develops that these stories come out of you at certain levels of progression as to when they were written. Then you actually enter into the Torah, the teachings. Until that time, you're looking at it from afar. Looking at it as history, symbolism, but not tapped from within you, written from your name, as all of the scriptures are written from your seed name, as you are the writing, the epistle of life. Then from these number codes in the east, the fruit of wisdom, as the numbers are from both sides, equality. You have 32 words on the left, 32 words on the right, the core of 64 words of your name. The fruit of wisdom. Mutuality. Wisdom builds a house. And two names are mutual, provide together as one. Then wisdom will establish your house. You can look at various types of unions that were built on other things besides of mutuality. They lack intimacy. They lack growth. They lack the cohesive bond of perfect unity of love. But when there is a marriage adjoining together by mutuality, there is a oneness. It is called the house of wisdom. Thus, wisdom built the world by 15 to 15. 15 upon the right, 15 upon the left. Every moon cycle tells you this. 15 to 15. The house of wisdom, in which our five understanding, actually derived from our sister Baina, Hakama built the house of wisdom. But from the side of the innermost part of the darkness from which it's drawn out of, from our queen of Baina, the north. From the north of Dan, we come to the houses of wisdom of the east and south, and to the west. Two ways that the square is made, from the north and east, between the left side and from the right, a ribbon to the west where the sun sets. In both pictures, the light of Baina, the moon, is coming into the east. The light of the sun from the south goes into the west. As you are activating your name, you are no stranger to the universe. As we heard earlier this evening, a name is fire and water, Chan. Fire and water. By fire and water, the heat of Hakama and the water of Baina, all things appear. What is hidden within the seed, within the every plant, seed of every plant, there is a life property inside as the seed, and there is the shell, which is the egg. An acorn, very good example. There is the life properties inside the acorn, and when it comes up out of the egg, the shell opens, cracks open, to let out the life. The universal teaching does not specialize to any religion. It does not have any tone of condemnation. It has no pain. It doesn't cause injury. Because it is all of us. One message. You know, when there are teachings in the world, they do not include the commonality of life. Then there are groups that are separate, and they spouse, unless you agree with us, you are not part of the kingdom. There's ideas that creep up into these different circles, different statements of faith, can't really understand where it comes from. But they have these ideas that distinguish them from the whole. It's not universal teaching. It causes pain, causes separation, causes judgment, causes division. Come on. Analyze it, what you believe. Analyze what fruit it produces. Analyze where it's leading you. Is what you believe and adhere to can cause injury to another person. My friend, that's not love. Come on, let's think about it. There's a lot of pain and injury from religious belief. The flame of wild ideas we see around us now in the world decapitating people. Or turning your faith from another person. Or thinking that your group at the apex and everyone below you. That is not neutrality. That is not impartiality. That causes pain, separation, distress, loss, fear. Someone trying to convince you to something, to believe something, trying to frighten you. If you don't do it, you'll be damned. My friend, there's no love in that. It's a universal teaching. It says the goodness of Ahim will lead a person to repentance. When you can present the love, the collective goodness of the Ahim, someone will see it and realize that they are a widow or an orphan. And they realize the door is open for them to come in to have a husband and a father. Until we come into the house of Yah, we are widows. We are orphans. This is the love of all people. Cause them to join together to the dwellings of Yah. As Yishakar labors, the fruit of your labor, the fruit of your name, to fulfill your assignment within the collectivity. For the well-being of all peoples on earth, goodwill to all people is the message of the angels. And there is the fruit in the east of Zebulun, the fruit of knowledge that determines the dwellings and habitations of your glory. If you let your glory to eat the ox, eat as the ox, the grass of the field, that which perishes, you feed upon that which is here today but gone tomorrow. Or you feed upon the word that abides forever. Weigh it. See what you put on your tongue. What you talk about is what you're eating. Is the way of your tongue forming the words and your teeth giving articulation to them according to the level of glory that you have released from your father, Yaakov. So it creates your dwelling place. You bring forth the glory of your name. You're creating your house of glory. This is the fruit, the villain. Remember, Leah, she wanted Yaakov to dwell with her. She wanted the glory of Yah to dwell with her. Yaakov, one of the 15 fathers, we are to seek the faces of Yaakov. But the rich man prayed to Father Abraham, the one that send the Spirit. Father, send. I thought it's pray to Abraham. You pray to Abraham? Most people don't. They don't pray to Abraham. They don't pray to Yaakov. But in the scriptures, it shows you these are the names to pray to. These are the names to converse with. Why? They are the names of Yah. 15 names of Yah. Many people pray to an unknown God, like Saul. Paul. Hearing them pray,
who they're praying to. They don't know. Maybe they say, I'm praying to God. Who's God? They can't describe it. Unknown. Unknown practice. In their writings, you are given the 15 names. Those are the names that the people pray to, converse with, speak to as the 15 names of Yah. The Hulun, Laya, her father Yaakov, to dwell with her. And she brought forth the fruit of her womb. The Hulun, second. When you pray to Yaakov, as you go through the circle of the moon, every day there is a face in the moon. Two times in a month, you will come to the Father. One of the first 15 days, the 15, and from 16 back to 30, you will see on one side of Hakama wisdom, the giving of the full life, you will encounter the 15 names of Yah. You come today to the 13th. You will come to your great depository of origin, the darkness, from well, the deep darkness that houses all light. Where did the light go of the full moon as it began to give of itself? It all deposited here in the darkness, the 15th. Out of the darkness, you will see the 15 faces emerging back to the golden. So it's all in the darkness. Then in the right side of your head, you bear the fruit of Reuben, Shimon, and Gad. Out of Reuben will come the seven eyes of grace. These are the seven of Hanuk. Hanuk, the firstborn of Reuben, and the seven that come out of grace. Seven eyes of your habitation are the fruit of your spirit. Out of Dan they come, Dan to Reuben, joined together. The spirit dwelleth within the seven eyes. The spirit has brought forth the fruit of your name. And with the dwellings opening up of your eyes comes Shimon, the understandings of communication. As you give from your seven rings, from your seven spirits of Ahim, you come to the mercy seat of Shimon. To understand, to hear the voice of your name. Do you hear the voice of your name? Can you hear the voice of your body? Have you heard the voice of your name speaking to you? Speaking to your 12 members within you. And you have the fruit of Gad, the 64 core words of your seed and their diagrams. I mean, like you go in school and you diagram a sentence. You take out the core words of a sentence, the subject, the verb, and the object. And then you diagram off the adjectives and the adverbs and the prepositions and their objects. So are your 64 words, core words that make up your name, 32 on the left, 32 on the right, and then you diagram them, find attributes. of the words that are lodged within your seed that do not perish. And for this word you have hope, because the words of the Al-Hakim in your seed will never perish. The prophecies spoken over you do not perish. They are being fulfilled. So what do you trust in? Trust in your word. Let your nay be nay, your yea be yea. You let your curses stand to be tempered to you, and the blessings affirmed to expand you. You must have both no and yes. This is your true alignment with Bahina and Hakama. Bahina is the source of the curses, Hakama the source of the blessings. Understanding will curse that which is contrary to you. It will put it to death. You need it. And you also need the blessing to totally reveal all that's within your seed name. Curses and the blessings are your defense and your offense. As we go to the west, we have the fruit of a parim, the blessings of expansion, the blessings of habitation, destiny, as you are brought into the world through the fruit of a parim, and you are taken to your lands of inheritance by a parim. Is portrayed in the stories of Yusuf and Joseph. And of Yahushua ben Nun, both of the Parim. Then there is the fruit of Manasseh, which is the bread. Bread that you eat comes from the seed of your name. These are the breads of the Al-Hakim. And 12th, in the west, the fruit of knowledge, Panaimon. The fruit to administer, the fruit of rulership, where you're seated at the right hand of the Father. Simply the Father from which you are born. You're seated at their right hand. As you make your ascension to administer all of the wealth of what resides within your seed. From your seed, you rise up as the judge of Dan. We'll separate the chaff from the wheat. Seed rises up into your thoughts. The spirit of Dan will be there and will separate the chaff from the wheat. Then you appear as the right arm of the prophet. Your light has dominion amongst the host of Yahuwah. You have now risen from below to above. And you have seated yourself with those at the right hand of the Naaman. I was speaking to a gentleman this past week, and I kept using the term fathers. The Spirit gave me to deliberately use the plural form father. And it prompted him to ask the question, from what? Why do you speak of fathers versus fathers? So many times in the writing, it speaks of the father of Israel, not the singular word, which is a summation or pertaining to a certain attribute of Yah, such as Abraham. Father Abraham is the father that sends your spirit. When Yahushua, the teachings of Yahushua are that which wisdom and understanding would set. What is it when understanding and wisdom will come forth from you? The stories are written. So you have what's called the gospel. What are they about? They are about when wisdom and understanding rise from within you. You have the example of Christmas. A child is born. Where did it come from? I saw the star in the east. I saw the point of origin of your life coming. They describe what happens when one is born, when Shain Oyin is birthed from within your seed. When the wisdom and understanding that is put within your seed in the two sides of it, the left side silver, the right side gold, when that would be birthed within you, there is yet to find room for that which is appearing. Until your body is formed to receive it. There's no room in the end. Means there's no place for your light to abide until your body receives the light that came into it. Until the light of your name is received by your body. You may house the light within you and your body walks apart from it, has not received the light to dwell within this skin. There's no room in the end. It abideth, yet within the base, yet to be received joyfully. But when you come into the world, the angels will be there, announcing your birth at the dawn. Yes, when you are born, coming from the waters of your mother, the angels that came with you will be there announcing your name and your birth. Their voices ring out as they stood before your mother. Blessed is the fruit of her womb. Blessed is the fruit of your mother who bore wisdom and understanding in you. And then the prophecies of what you will become, what you are destined to be in the universe of Yah, are spoken. And the shepherds, the teachers, the priests, who are to attend over you, hear the news. A child has come. This is the true calling of Aharon and Aaron and the Levites, the shepherds of Israel. They hear your name being called. They hear the prophecies and destiny of your name. And they come to teach you. And the masters, the kings of the universe, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, will come and bring their gifts of gold, myrrh, frankincense. When you are born, they will come as a child to teach you. My friends, who of your teachers are you looking in the right place? Are you enrolled in the right school? The universe is full of teachers. We have the 24 courses of the priesthood appointed for every night and day of the 12 months. And their schools of thought, the teachers within their names, the lessons that they have ordained to bear the fruit from your spirit. The stones of Yah are within you. Are formularies of the head and tail in your seed. Out of your tail will come forth your name. It's like a tadpole. The legs come out of your tail. Yeah, right out of your app. Here, come out of here. No, they do. No, I'm sick. They do come out. Retain. On your arms. Come out here. You see these pictures of antiquity drawn like this? In the cave. The cave people understood. For the legs come out and the arms go up. It's from the seed. It's from the consciousness of what is within. Arms come out from the heart. The legs come out of the loins. Yeah. In your heart. Your arms come. Do the works of the altar. You walk in the path of the kingdom, of Daud, David. The stones of Yah are within you, 12 precious stones, organs now, to be transformed into gems. Stones of Yah and their formularies of head and tail compose the egg to house the seed. In your gamete, you are nourished by Nadav, Nadav, from which comes the voice to utter grace, grace. Two sides of Khan to form the DNA pattern of ascension, by which your crown is formed. This is from Zechariah, who Chapter 4, verse 7. For from the two sides of your seed, from the two sides of your body, grace of the north, the grace of the south. And thus it is, two shots of grace, 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 to which you make your full ascension. The evidence of grace is bearing fruit. See, some people have the idea that grace is just to excuse what's wrong. That's the idea of grace. Just to overlook what's wrong, or to try to forgive it or forget it. The application of grace bears fruit. When you receive the grace of Yahuwah, it is to stimulate the fruit within you. It's not to forget something, it's to cultivate what's within you. For Yahushua grew in the grace of the Al-Hakim and the benefactors. You are growing in grace. You are generating the fruit of your name. It's not making you forget something or to dispose of something. It's to cultivate what is within you. Through activations and cultivations of the 15 faces in your spirit, soul, body, the harvest of your name is perfected. Is Yah going to receive a past faith? Is the farmer going to go out and pick out the green fruit? It's not ripe yet, has no oil. And I see it would be wild ideas here that everybody's going to be picked like a fruit. They're not ripe. The fathers are patient to sow us, to cultivate, to cause the rain of understanding, the sun of wisdom to be upon us, to cultivate what is within us. Not spending our days here in vain, not knowing where I'm at in the universe. I'm lost in space. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's becoming of me. My friend, it's very clear. You're here as a seed. You've planted and cultivated. This season of the year, I hope that your body will receive your light. You want to hear the story? Apply what it means. To receive the illumination. Come to the place of Beth Lachem, the house of bread, from which your seed is sent. Through the ascensions of your name, you will enter into paradise of the dwellings of the firstborn in the house of Yahuwah. Perform your divine services and joy with the perfect. State of perfection is when you are complete. All the fruit within you has been born. You are perfect. You're finished. You make the full ascension to Golgotha. Come up here to the crown. Golgotha is the skull. You come from the stone of the sepulcher of Daud, and you rise up from the stone, the sepulcher of Daud, David, and you come to Golgotha, the skull. And when you come to the skull, to the forehead of your name, it is finished. You finished your journey. I'm very humbled that this week came forth a paradigm of the faces of Yah being activated. Or just started to spring forth, but to look at the faces of Yah, I think you folks have these notes before. We'll start with the north and south, by Yin and Hakama, and seeing that the fathers of Dan, the fathers of Gad, are the same. Av Yahuwah and Al-Azhar, the wisdom of Av Yahuwah, the understanding of Elazar, creates the words. The understanding of Av Yahuwah, the wisdom of Elazar, creates the spirit. The words and spirit are created by the same faces on two sides. The heart and the eyes are created from the same faces. Ayitamar and Abraham create the heart. Abraham and Ayitamar creates the eyes. What is born from the heart are the seven eyes of your spirit, created by the same pairs of faces. They change sides, the fruit forms to house their light. Are you in touch with yourself? You know the faces of Yah that created your parts? You know who your fathers are? Again, as I was talking to this gentleman about the fathers, the Shemuel, why do you use the word plural fathers? He said, well, when you look at a tomato plant, how many fruit are on that plant? What's how many fruit? How many fruit? How many parts? How many baskets? How many types of fruit are on the tomato plant? Is it bear pears? It only bears one fruit, tomatoes. So it's from two sides of light, two faces, creates a tomato. Same as a tree. Apple doesn't bear cherries or something else. It only bears apple. It's from one father that creates the apple tree. I said, look at yourself. How many fruits are hanging on your bones? Your bones are your tree. How many fruits are hanging on there? Because your eyes are put into the socket, your fruit of your eyes, fruit of your ears are hanging there on the side. You have your heart hanging here. You have your sinus, thyroid, your labor gland spread out, hanging upon the bones. You have your stomach hanging there. You have your kidneys hanging there, your liver hanging there. You got your 12 parts hanging there. You have the skeletal system of the wood. You have the nervous system, transmission of all thoughts of life. And you have the covering. So you have 15 distinct parts. Each of those parts depicts an idea of origin of the father, plural. Why you have the multiplicity of fruit. It's because there is a multiplicity of fathers' ideas that congregate to abide together as one house. Got it? You understand? By their fathers of Israel. You may want to take a piece of paper. What I'm going to be giving you tonight in the capsule is how Aharon Aaron sets the name of Yah upon Israel. You all have said the blessings before. Yavalarcha Yahuwah v'yishmarcha Yahir Yahuwah panad elcha b'gunecha Yisda Yahuwah panad elcha v'yasemecha shalom. Yahuwah blesses and keeps you. Yahuwah causes the face to shine upon you. Yahuwah causes the faces to rise up within you. The faces. By this blessing, Aharon will set the faces upon the offspring of Israel. You just draw a large circle. Some place in here. The ears sprout forth as your person, Kalaliden, coming from your seed name. The show up there is your eye of your seed open. And across from ear to ear, there's a line drawn distinguishing what's called the Kodesh Kodeshim, the Holy of Holies, from the Holy. When you enter beyond the veil, called the brain barrier, between the holy place, from the brow down, the holy place, and above the eyes and to the crown of your head, the Kodesh Kodeshim, the Holy of Holies. There is what is called the mercy seat, which is the shape of an almond, called the hypothalamus gland of the body. Right above the inner ear, where you hear from the mercy seat the voice of Yahuwah. Then what is called the base? Base of the egg. From the northern corner of the head, there is Dan. Who is the father of Dan? The left side? Is the father of your spirit? Unknown God? Or known? Abi Yahuwah. Our God. Abi Yahuwah. And across from Abi Yahuwah is Al-Zohar. Formulates the words. Al-Zohar. There is this union of between your spirit and your words. Spirit and your words. That's what you say, my friends, coming from your spirit. Let your no be no, your yes be yes. Don't be undecided, don't be uncertain about what you're saying. When you can say no and mean no and yes and mean yes, your spirit is coming to affirm the curses and blessings of your seed. When you can speak the truth of understanding and of wisdom, you're speaking by the faces of Abi Yahuwah and Al-Zohar. Then there are the faces of Nephetli, it's the father of Nephetli, on the left side. Anitamar. As Nephetli giveth forth place for the wood, also Abraham on the right, bearing Reuben. Basin of Abraham.
Okay, what were the points again?
Fathers of the heart and the fathers of the eye are the Nephetli and of Aitamar and the Reuben, Abraham. These also joined together.
So the one there was Abraham?
Yes,
and the one
Abraham.
Down below.
Ahitamar.
Okay.
You know the Father that created your heart? It's always supporting you. But the unknown God has no name. Not in contact. Abraham, see the story of Abraham, when you come to realize this, you come to the parable of Abraham going to the mountain with Yitzhak. Abraham takes Yitzhak, and Yitzhak says, I see the wood, Ithamar, see the wood, where is the lamb of the Ahakim of Reuben? And they go together. It was one story. From the faces of Yah. All the stories spun out from the faces of Yah. As they break forth from within you, you tap into what is written. Then you understand what was written, why it was written there. Then from both sides, you have this headline called the brain barrier. Which is, I assure in Shemun, who are the fathers of the womb and the period, as in your chart of north and south, look straight across. You see the fathers of Ayashur, Baruch Shabu, father of seven. And on the other side is Shabu and Malachi to death.
Okay, so no.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the faces of Yah to show how that the crown and the faces are composed.
The one on the left is I sure, and the one on the right is Shemu. When you just do.
Yes, I assure. And Shemun creates from ear to ear, cross creating the brain barrier.
Okay, but then you wrote no key today.
I'm writing, who's the father of Shemun?
Oh, that's the father. Okay.
Who's the father of your ears? In which you have ears from the womb, the body from the womb is Shemun from Ayashur. I assure is the womb, stomach. What forms in the stomach is the body. I assure Shemun, created by the same pairs of faces of Yah. You see the similarity now. What is made from the altar are the rings of the spirit, the eyes of Reuben. What is made from the heart, the altar of your heart, of the seven spirits of your name, of the eye. What is created from the Abiyahua, the spirits are the words of your name. See, the combination. This is all set in these charts of north and south, the faces of Yah. Three pairs of north and south. Now, from the crown of your head, the soft spot opening the portal, these are the names of Jacob. Called the seven chakra, are the seven names of Jacob.
Sorry about that, I don't think. The Sefer Maaseh LeBereishit, the book of Genesis, chapter 10.
These are the generations of the children of Noah. Noah. Sham, first, your name. Ham, your dwelling place. Japheth, your soul. Then it says the sons of Japheth must begin the soul. Gomer. Gomer. The name of the opening of the half of your head. The soft spot when you're born. Gomer. Gomer. There is a straight line that cometh down. To what's called the threshing floor. Abigab, Saud, David.
You say threshing floor?
Threshing floor. The threshing floor is here where the seed cometh forth. From the loins, where your seed name is placed, the bottom of your egg shell, here. You see the egg shell of your body and the life of the seed inside of it? There's the threshing floor. You have the two names that are combined, Garen. Aorna. This was discussed in the recent publication of The Lives of Yah, of Garen, from the left side of the altar, Aorna on the right side of the altar, combined together, they are the flowers of the altar. Garen, Aorna, Hayabusi, from Master. These are combined as one name, Aorna. You have six names, then the seventh, at the navel point of the body. You have the name of Aharon, Aaron. The eighth name. Or from Aharon is the supply of all attributes of wisdom and understanding. Aaron the priest, Aharon, is the navel of the body, the ring that connects you to the heavens and to the earth. The silver cord that runs up from your navel through Gomer, the crown of your head, connects you to your star. The ever supply of teaching to formulate your soul, spirit, unto your new habitation is by the teachings of Aharon, Aaron. Within this ovum, you have Nadav, Nadav. Ever supplying grace from both sides, the grace of Aina, the grace of Hakama. Free giving, always nourishing your spirit from forth. Hear from your wealth the joy of Yitzhak, and Shamuel. Actually, Shamuel, the left side, Yitzhak, the right. pierces from your navel at the great sea of the stomach. Yitzhak on the right, Shemuel on the left. The name Shemuel means left. Father of the left, as you have of the 15th day. Father of all darkness, from the right full moon unto darkness. It's Yitzhak, the right full moon to darkness. Dark moon to full moon, Shemuel. Two sides of your stomach. Now we have the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The placement of 11 faces of Yah within your seed that expand into your dwelling place. It's also from your womb comes the bones, the vertebra. It also comes from Shemuel and Yitzhak. Shemuel being the left side of your vertebra, and Yitzhak the right side of your vertebra. There is that point of connectivity of the nerves coming out from the bones from both sides. Those are the names of Shemuel and Yitzhak. You have a bone alignment. You need to pray to Shemuel or Yitzhak. It's on your left or right side. What is the misalignment? Maybe the left and right aren't working together. It didn't. Fathers of the West, and East. The supply of the seed, the Haruan, the altar, Gerith Ha'orna Hayabusim, of the seed stone. It is the father of Aparim, Haruan, and Ger Harusik. This is the seat of Aparim here, Joseph, sexuality, organ. And also the Naiman, the seed. What comes from the bow of Yuspa is the fruit of a pari, which is the nine and the seed, the month that we are in. Then you have the ascent of Manasha, Nadab, Nadab, ever supporting the two sides of the ovaries, suggesting two sides, elongated from which everything comes and expands, expands, expands. So you see the ovaries are tucked inside, but when they begin to release the egg, do they stay small inside? No, they are continually expanding, expanding, expanding. If you are living now in the ovary of your mother, from which you came out of, you see, the ovary was there, the egg, to receive the semen. But the ovary in which the egg came encapsulated the seed. As your body grew, the ovary grew also. Your body, the big ovary. It's a mother child, Nadam Nadam. The two sides ever still supplying you. It just kept expanding from within it. Anishikar, connected to Manasha, forms the consciousness of your appointment here, whereby you have the names of Anishikar, Bafir, Lahirad, and Abarit Al. Well, let us count them. 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Dwelling place, the final two of your life, the perfect force from within. Rises to your crown, the shoes, and Yahoo. Those, my friends, are the 15 faces of Yah. Taking up residence within you. And when Ahaluan Aaron gives the blessing, Yavalareka Yahuwah, for you should never call, Yahuwah found you and keeps you. Yahuwah causes the faces shine upon you. Faces, plurality, 16. Faces shine upon you. Yahuwah causes the faces within you to rise up unto your perfection, activated from within your seed. I will set my name upon the house of Israel. It's been done.
Hallelujah.
Been done. This is the true meaning of the blessing. The faces of Yah, friends, shining upon you. The faces of Yah rising up from your seed name within you, causing you to be perfect.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Awesome revelation. Awesome revelation. What's about? Thank you for allowing me to share this joy. To have this opportunity to pronounce the faces upon the camps of Israel. That's a bond. You're part of it. Remain. The breakthrough. The setting of the faces. Shat. Bond. Shat to bond. The setting of the faces. You were here on the Sabbath. Your hand is joined with mine. Sabbath. Every name has a place in the Sabbath. So does it have time for any questions? Yes.
What is that thing? Is it a mummy or something?
This is your body. Your head and your body. It comes from your tail. The ovum that you live in. Still living in your mother's ovary. Still being cultivated by Bayin and Hakama, the two sides of the ovary. Why do we have millions of semen when only one enters in to the ovary, the womb? All of the other seed are attributes of your light, are messages, compound messages of your light, not given in vain, but released at the same time as the messages of your name. Praise God. Question rose up today on the Shabbat. Any other questions or comments? Anyone, Shemuel,
that I've been saying that prayer, the Aaronic benediction, Yivarechacha, over my granddaughter every time I see her. Now it just has so much more depth and meaning for me. So, Todah, I'm so grateful for that that revelation.
Yes, yeah, willing. I'll have this sketch I put on the board this evening prepared in a document to be released with other information. But this is the first presentation tonight. Thank you so much for recording it and being with us for this evening.
That's awesome.
Just monumental awesome. For me. Enter into this understanding. Baruch Hashem. Any other comments or questions from anyone, Anna, there with you, perhaps, or any questions you might have otherwise?
There's one other caller on the line. If you have a question, hit the number 1, and I'll open your mic. So it appears they don't have a question, but... Oh, wait, there is a question. Hold on. Area code 954, do you have a question or a comment?
Shalom. Good evening, brethren. I don't have a comment, but I'm asking for a special prayer.
Yes, please.
And this is Sister Uz.
Yes. Blessings to you. How are you?
Fine, brethren.
So did you want to make your request known?
Well, no. No, I'm not ready for that. But I just need that you pray for my body because I'm dealing with some challenges. Excuse me. I'm dealing with some challenges that I have no control over and that I have to be taking quote unquote medication, which I would want to not take. But it's a very bad infection. And the medication that was taken before didn't heal it. And so I shall start taking medication again. And I'm trying not to take it.
It's whatever we take, we should agree with it, that it will not be like adverse thinking. You know, if you're going to take it, then I would agree with it. For it to have its release the positive effect that it should accomplish. But also, as we heard tonight about our immune system, that the faces of Yah activated within us are our defense and offense. So it's knowing the life power within the ooze and your numbers coming to your forehead, written in your forehead, whereby your body is submitted to the authority of your name, is for me the path of healing from within.
Mm.
I'll definitely keep you in prayer tonight for that. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much, Anna, for hosting the session this evening.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to wrap things up here. So until next time, we bid you shalom.
Shalom. I wanted to ask you, since Hanukkah falls on the, I think, the 29th of this ninth month, if we can do another blog talk on that day.
Okay, yes, Hanukkah will be on the in those days. It starts on the 25th of the ninth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And from this practice of Hanukkah, the lighting of the light, the 25th of the ninth, it became transferred over as the 25th of December, corresponding time period for the celebration of the Saturnalia and Christmas now as it has evolved. But all of this actually came from Hanukkah, from the 25th of the diamond.
Okay.
So, we can, on the 29th, okay. That there will be actually the 25th, December 25th.
Right. So that would be, that would be perfect.
Okay.
To bring some light, bring some light to the 25th of December.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the next meeting
then?
Yeah.
December
21st?
Yes.
25th. Okay.
But
Koda, I will.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely.
I'll connect with you.
So some people, people have diverse alliances and ways of expressing things. So, but we can still have a time together. Thank you.
Okay, good, Tov.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. Toda Rabah.